here's the concept. What you're about to hear is Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. We have taken the top 5 things that happened on our Planet 93.9 morning show. We've condensed them, and we present them for you here now. In this forum, the Top 5 Things podcast. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. Oh, hey, Darren.
Hello. The podcast is brought to you by the good people at Nature's Treatment of Illinois. They have two locations, Tech Drive in Milan and West Main Street in Galesburg. And now both those locations are open 7 days a week. Nature's Treatment offers a wide selection of products for recreational use, including flower, vapes, edibles, and more. The recreational waiting list. Those are available. You just go to the website and reserve your time. That's ntillinois.com.
Number one.
Number one.
Number one.
One. One.
Number one.
Are you familiar with the Arnold Classic?
The Arnold Classic.
The Arnold Classic. I know it sounds like something you get at Hardee's for breakfast. It's part of the Arnold Sports Festival. This is something that Arnold Schwarzenegger founded years ago. The Arnold Sports Festival, a celebration of all things sport and Schwarzenegger.
Mm-hmm.
It happens, I guess, every year in Columbus, Ohio. Every late February, early March, there's the Arnold Schwarzenegger Sports Festival, a multi-sport event.
Doesn't matter what you're competing in, you must at all times have a lit cigar in your mouth.
They have a strongman competition, professional bodybuilding, fitness, figure, and bikini weekend expo. Launched in 1989.
Sounds very above board.
I know, right? It's pretty lucrative. The first place gets a check for $130,000 plus a Hummer vehicle.
Oh, you get a Hummer, all right.
I'll tell you who gets the biggest Hummer, though. Mr. Schwarzenegger. It's been going on for years and years in Columbus, and they do it all around the world.
I'm sure the help there all gets treated very professionally.
There's the Arnold Classic Asia that takes place in Hong Kong. Arnold Classic Africa, the South African venue there. Arnold Classic Australia. There's Arnold Classic South America, which goes on in Brazil. Arnold Classic Europe, which takes place in Spain. And this year, Arnold Classic UK. People very excited for the Arnold Schwarzenegger Festival happening there in the UK. The problem is, Arnold at the last minute decided he couldn't make it. He had a leg injury. He was supposed to attend a Q&A at the Arnold Sports Festival there in Birmingham in the UK.
I don't feel like answering any questions.
But he said his injury stopped him from flying. He posted a video on Twitter which showed him in a leg cast feeding his pet donkey.
See, this
in
is
his
real.
Kitchen.
He's got a donkey in a kitchen.
As you can see, I'm very injured. My donkey here. This is the only nurse they'll allow me because I get a little handsy with the nurses.
I get a tiny bit handsy when it comes to any sort of nursing assistance.
Nurses, maids, gardeners.
Right.
I'm forbidden from having any of them.
Right.
So I put a nurse's hat on this donkey. I'm pretty satisfied with this care that I'm getting. It's around the clock. The donkey watches me and my broken leg.
He says here on
that's
the video.
Arnold, that's the best we can do. We can provide you with a donkey.
All the nurses, all the organizations, they know not to send anybody to the house.
Although, this is your last chance to prove to us that you can keep your hands off something.
This is the only ass I won't be grabbing, if you follow what I'm saying. I don't molest the donkey.
Well,
it just watches me and keeps over me and keeps giving me the pain medication and all of these things.
He said, I injured my leg, foot, and calf, and the doctor told me not to travel. He says, I'm going to beam in every so often during the weekend. You're going to see me on the screen. The fans, as you can imagine, were furious because they paid £84, which works out to like $120 a ticket.
Yeah, and all you get is the cardboard cutout.
And it's him on a screen rather than in person. People furious here. I'm reading some of the comments. Just woke up to the news, and it's like being kicked in the nuts.
By a donkey.
Surely this could have been announced more than 48 hours before the event. The festival was founded in 1989 as a celebration of health, fitness, and nutrition. Couldn't make it, and people are furious because they paid all this money to see Arnold Schwarzenegger in person.
How much money?
Works out to about $120 a ticket. Couldn't make it. No, listen, the donkey gave me very strict instructions. I'm not to leave the States at this time. You notice I put some lipstick on the donkey and a little nurse's hat. He looks like Julie London in the old emergency show.
See, that's already got us. That's a red flag already.
They say you can't put lipstick on a pig, but I'm here to tell you, believe me now, you can put lipstick on a donkey and pretend it is a nurse. But I want to be very clear about this. At no time am I violating the donkey. Let's not get rumors started here.
You know we've got 24/7 cameras in that kitchen.
Oh, I didn't get putting those in. Let me tell you. those cameras I thought were a good idea at the time. Do you know how much I've had to pay out? People come over, you know, like maids and all of these things. They come over, and the next thing you know,
things happen.
I get a little handsy with the help and all of these things.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, you get a case of the grabs.
Pet donkey in the kitchen.
Let me see.
Well, it's
just... No, it's just... No.
Yeah, he's just giving his speech here.
Why is he still pretending to be governor? What's with the backdrop of the flags and everything?
You know, he's a former governor.
Some people can't give it up.
I'm here in the Oval Office and all of these things.
But you're not.
Got the pet donkey that takes me. I got a pet donkey and I got a mini horse.
Here is Arnold Schwarzenegger describing. This is from last year. Describing quarantine life, living with the pet donkey and his little tiny mini horse. Because at this point, that's all that can
one of each, huh?
That's all that can put up with him. Yeah, yeah. Arnold discussing life with his pet donkey and his mini horse. All right. Let's see.
Things and they roam around the house. And now I have a dog also. I mean, Dutch is his name. He has been fantastic and he is getting used to, I think, Lulu and whiskey and Noodle, my little dog. So I think that it's a kind of like an animal house.
I accidentally ate the donkey. I hate it. I hate the donkey.
I got tired. I got so hungry in the middle of the night. And Lulu and Whiskey, the donkey, and the little horse are there.
I heard the voice that said so to me, eat the donkey.
I tell you this now. I woke up in the end. It was like I had an episode. And I put Sweet Baby Ray's all over the donkey. I tell you this. And I ate the donkey.
What have I done? I woke up with a...
I ate Lulu, the donkey.
What did I do?
It was like that movie Total Recall. I woke up and I had no recall of what happened, but
I had no recall.
It was the craziest thing. I tell you this, it was 3 o'clock in the morning. I woke up.
The opposite of Total Recall.
I had something in my teeth. I went and I got a water pick and I pulled it out and it was a donkey hoof that I had somehow crammed into the gap of my teeth. I realized, oh no, I've eaten Lulu and or Whiskey, my mini horse or my donkey. Who can say maybe both? Maybe I ate both of them.
It's like a zoo, and people just have a great time and they come over here and they see all this stuff. As a matter of fact, I have sometimes, you know, kids that, my nephew's kids that come over here and they just love to play with those animals and have the greatest time. So I enjoy that. So
every once in a while, the donkey defecates here in the kitchen. And because I'm not allowed to have maids, I got to get paper towels and clean it up. And I tell the donkey, next time you do this, I'm going to eat you. And the donkey thinks I'm kidding and all of this.
No, that's not a threat. That's a promise.
I've never told a joke in my life. That's what I tell the donkey. I go, you're gonna laugh at me. I swear to God, I'm going to dip you in sweet and sour sauce one of these days. I'm going to eat you alive. I won't even bother to cook you. I'll go straight Conan on you.
They hang out with you at the table. They hang out with you in the house. We got the new dog, Dutch, and then the older dog, which is Cherry, right?
Exactly.
And, get it.
And
do you get it?
Not very subtle. I named the dog Cherry because, you know, these things.
I'm fascinated by Cherry because my family also has...
You and me both, brother. Got me in a lot of trouble. I was married to that skeleton woman, and then she left me and all of this. Because I was always stooping to help and all of this.
A smaller dog who tends to run the house. And is Cherry really kind of the boss in that house?
She pretends to be the boss, you know, because she snaps at the other dog when he gets too close to her. And she snaps at Whiskey, at the little miniature donkey, when he gets too close to her food or anything like this. Because you know how animals are, they try to steal each other's food. And they, so in order to create respect, they say, don't touch my bowl. This is my bowl. I eat in steps. I eat a little bit, then I leave some over. It doesn't mean that you should have it now. It just means that I am reserving it for an hour from now because I'm taking little steps with the eating. So there's all this kind of rules.
I like to eat it in piecemeal.
This is a very long interview about his
and,
animals
and who
in the
did,
house.
And who did he do this interview with?
This is with a television station in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
Fox 11 in L.A.
And they had that much time.
Yeah,
huh?
Well, you know, you have someone that was at one point in time the governor of your state.
God forbid
and the
we
biggest
cover
movie
the news.
Star in the world, and he wants to talk about, you know, and here's the thing, every night I force feed the donkey with the cigar. We all have cigars, and I say, Lulu, I can't be the only one smoking cigar. Come over here, take a pull on this and all. And the donkey...
Always throws up.
The vet says that the donkey's lungs are very compromised and all of this. But we have good times, you know. These are the only people that will hang out with me are the little dog and the mini horse and the donkey. That's it. But I can't be going out to the Arnold Fest. Sorry, I broke my leg and all of these things.
I've got a cast to prove it.
Right. You can't fake this.
No, this is the sort of thing you can't fake.
You can't. Look at this. This is a very authentic cast, and then that's the sort of thing that you could have someone from my own movie come and just wrap a bunch of toilet paper around my leg because I don't want to go to a Q&A with a bunch of smelly Arnold fans. All of you, you haven't bathed since I put out the Total Recall. You want to ask me all the questions about the Arnold and the Crom and all of these things, and I don't. No, I fake it. I tell you right now, it's all fake.
It's all fake.
I can't lie with the donkey looking at me here. I have to tell you the truth.
These donkeys are CGI.
The donkey's not even real. This is all. I had the Jim Henson fat people come over and make me the donkey. It's not a real donkey, but...
None of this is real.
It's all a movie craft and all of this. It's all a, you know, Hollywood magic.
Two.
A story here out of Missouri, near Branson. James Kurtz is in the news. He'd rather not be, I imagine. He was looking to sell a new catalytic converter. Not a catalytic converter that was, like, borrowed from another car. There's a lot of that goes around where they just help themselves to your catalytic converter. This was a new catalytic converter that was still in the box. And he wanted to sell it, so he went on Facebook Marketplace. You remember last week we shared the story of all the people that have been killed as a result of interactions on Facebook Marketplace. They go to sell something and they end up with like a knife in their stomach or a bullet in their head.
I'm sure Facebook takes that very seriously.
Oh yeah, no, they're
right on top of it. We're looking into it.
So this guy's trying to sell a new catalytic converter, goes on Facebook Marketplace, and what you do, obviously, if you're selling something online, is you take a photo of the item. What he didn't realize when he took the picture of the catalytic converter was that also in the photo was a big bag of meth that he had in his house. And some syringes that were also in the photo.
Yeah, you might want to tighten up that photo a little bit.
Yeah. And when you're on Facebook Marketplace, that's not
How do you
just,
not know that?
Well, I'm going to go ahead.
Well, I guess you're pretty high.
I'm going to guess you're pretty methed up.
Yeah.
My guess is that you're not really in your right mind to begin with.
Probably not.
And you put it on Facebook Marketplace, that's for everyone to see. So that's not like you're not just selling to your friends, you're selling to everyone there in that part of Missouri. A Facebook user tipped the cops off to the photo. Investigators then searched his residence in Reed Springs, Missouri, which is just outside of Branson. They seized the big bag of meth. Also a .38 caliber pistol, which, well, he's barred from possessing due to a prior felony conviction.
Wonder what you need the money for.
I don't know. That's a lot of meth. That should get you through the weekend.
Oh, God.
That's an Ozark three-day weekend right there. During questioning, Kurtz told the cops that he was unaware that the meth and the syringe were in the Facebook photo.
Clearly.
Can I be honest with you, fellas? I had no idea. Charged with drug trafficking and unlawful possession of a weapon, he's now locked up without bond in the Stone County Jail.
Yeah, that's enough meth to maybe even get you through a Branson weekend. You might be able to stomach it.
Maybe be able to power your way through 72 hours in the Ozarks. So he's locked up without bond. His rap sheet includes convictions for endangering the welfare of a child, narcotics distribution, property damage, narcotics possession, violating an order of protection, domestic assault, witness tampering, and resisting arrest.
A lot of buy one, get one free shows in Branson.
Is that right?
Yeah.
At like the Andy Williams Theater or?
Wait a minute. Yeah. Buy one, get one free shows.
So do you have to see the same show twice?
No, I think it means that you get two tickets for the price of
one. Oh, that makes much more sense. I got to see Yakov Smirnoff again?
I got to sit through this again?
Popular shows. Let's see. There's Dolly Parton's Stampede Dinner and Show. Now, Dolly Parton's not performing live.
No.
Let's be very clear. There's the Oak Ridge Boys. They're live down there. Jimmy Fortune. Who's Jimmy Fortune?
The Bellamy Brothers.
Oh. Jimmy Fortune.
The music of Billy Joel starring Michael Cavanaugh.
Jimmy Fortune was in the Statler Brothers.
Okay.
So are they competing? Oh, the Statler Brothers and the Bellamy Brothers are
different.
Buy
one, get one free. You can get a buy one, get one free of the Anthems of Rock.
Oh, I bet that's wonderful.
The buy one, get one free is not available for the Oak Ridge Boys.
Okay. Who was it that we used to talk to who... There was a Japanese cellist that played in Branson, and their grandfather would love to go see the Japanese cellist, but he refused to learn his name, and he would just refer to the Japanese cellist as Itchy Bitchy.
What?
Do you remember that? And
no.
They had to say, like, Grandpa, you're not allowed. You can't say that. Mickey Gilley and Johnny Lee Urban Cowboys ride again.
Shepherd's Chuck Wagon Dinner Show.
A lot of dinner shows down there, huh?
Yeah.
ABBA Tribute. Thank you for the music. Oh, wow. So this is said to be the ultimate ABBA tribute show. That's to give people a break from all the Bellamy Brothers and Statler Brothers and Mickey Gilley that's going on down there. There's also a
Terry Bradshaw live.
Wait, what?
Good God.
Answer this for me. This concept that they're doing on Fox for the football games, where you're winning Terry Bradshaw's money.
Clearly not his money.
Right. Well, we used to do that gimmick when Amazing Larry's money.
Well,
it was never Amazing Larry's money. No, come on, it wasn't.
It was. Okay.
They're stealing our bit, is what I'm saying.
Truth be told, it was my money.
Yes.
But, so it wasn't like it was.
But Larry would have liked to have it. So in that way, it was Amazing Larry's money. He felt it was his.
He felt entitled to it.
If you were to ask Larry, he would tell you and would be able to pass a lie detector test that it was his money. But it wasn't really his money, right?
Yeah, but it wasn't some sort of big corporation's money.
Well, that's true. Yeah, no, it was...
Matt Gum and Company. Who's Matt Gum?
I don't know. How about the Magnificent Seven variety show?
Oh, it looks like Matt Gum is just basically, he's an impersonator.
Oh, I kind of want to go down there now. What is Terry Bradshaw live?
I would imagine he sings.
Does he?
Isn't he a bit of a singer? Wasn't he a singer?
You can catch this football star and entertainer for a few nights only.
God.
At the Clay Cooper Theater. As a legendary football player, Terry Bradshaw was a household name during his peak sports career. After his football days, he started focusing on entertainment with new methods.
Combining
comedy, musical talent, and storytelling that will leave you hooked. Terry Bradshaw brings some great fun music and stories to the Ozarks.
You'll want to kill him within the first 15 minutes.
He had a top 20 single with his crossover cover of I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry.
Mm.
And he also charted with other hits like The Last Word in Lonesome Is Me. Oh, boy. And Until You. But it's not really. What if it is Terry Bradshaw's money? What if the only reason they keep him on Fox is because he pays to be on there? Poor Terry Bradshaw. The Steve Morris Lunchtime Break Show. Now, this is up your alley. A show during lunch? The fellow looks like he's got a banjo that he likes to play while people are enjoying what I have to imagine is...
plenty of handicapped seating.
Do not light a match because all the oxygen tanks will all go up like that. Tony Orlando live in Branson? There's also The Music of Billy Joel, starring Michael Cavanaugh. So a lot of tribute bands and a lot of oldies.
Mm-hmm.
Illusionist Rick Thomas and the Mansion of Dreams. Yeah, we gotta get down. I gotta get down to Branson. I'm gonna say I gotta, because there's no way you would ever go.
No.
You wouldn't want to go see Dean Z, the ultimate Elvis? I don't know, man. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good likeness of Elvis.
Yeah.
I don't know if he sounds
better than Elvis himself.
Well, yeah, currently.
Yeah, Elvis couldn't pull off Elvis now.
No.
Number three.
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 You've had a couple of misadventures with stairs, falling down the stairs.
It's true.
An Ohio man tried to sue his wife after tripping over her shoes and falling down a flight of basement steps. This happened at a house in Cleveland. He fell down the stairs when he tripped over a pair of his then-fiancée's shoes. Now his wife. He cannot sue her, according to an appeals court. John Walworth suffered broken bones and racked up more than 80 grand in medical bills.
Ooh, see, I didn't deal with anything like that.
After he fell down his now-wife Judy's basement steps. This was in February of 2018.
I can say this... I tend to think that my fall was probably more violent than his.
Really? You're just a better faller?
I was just lucky.
His attorney argued in court filings that he did not see his fiancée's shoes. Again, this is someone he ended up marrying. He didn't see her shoes because he was carrying a box of vinegar into her basement for her.
Would you take that box of vinegar downstairs for me? Oh, John, you're so nice.
What do you need all this vinegar for?
You'll see. Not till after we're married.
A three-judge panel at the 8th District Court of Appeals held that the shoes were open and obvious, and a person taking reasonable precautions would have been able to spot them. Panel of judges said, no, you don't get to sue your wife. Wow.
She's not my wife.
Fiance at the time. His wife, Judy.
Fiance.
Uh-huh.
That's an intention, not a...
Judy owned the former West Side Market stand called Judy's Oasis until she retired in 2016. You see, the reason that he's trying to sue is, if that's a business, then you can go after the insurance claim,
sure.
Right? Now, the two of them had known each other for decades. They began dating in 2015. They got engaged in 2017. And in February of 2018, he fell while visiting her house. She asked him to carry a box full of 1 gallon jugs of vinegar from her car to her basement. He lugged the box through a back door. He then stepped with his left foot on a pair of black and gray shoes that Judy had left on the landing at the top of the basement. He lost his balance, His right foot caught the lip of the stair tread, and then he tumbled down the stairs. Broke bones in his leg, broke bones in his arm, and broke bones in his hand. Underwent three surgeries.
Oh.
And went to physical therapy for several months after the fall.
Oh, you don't want that.
He filed a lawsuit against her in October of 2019. His attorney, arguing that she created a dangerous condition in her home and failed in her duty as a host...
Death trap.
...to protect a social guest from those conditions. He described the fall as tragic and violent. Incurred $80,000 in medical bills and lost more than $18,000 in income because he couldn't work for several months. She testified during a sworn deposition that she regularly leaves her shoes by the back door, and she didn't think to warn her fiancé about the shoes. She says she didn't see him fall, so she couldn't be sure that he tripped over her shoes. When an attorney asked if she thought it was her fault that he fell, she said, yeah, no, I do think that's my fault. Two attorneys provided by Judy's home insurance company argued that her shoes were out in the open and did not constitute a danger that a reasonable person could not have avoided. They got married in May of 2019, a year after the fall.
You know what I would have got him for a wedding gift?
What? Bubble wrap?
Vinegar.
A jug of vinegar.
A big jug of vinegar.
And like a football helmet. Can't sue your wife, even though she wasn't your wife at the time. The court will not allow it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that Dana Cortez's husband knows that.
You mean Dana Cortez from the Dana Cortez Show?
Yeah, that's right.
Why
I'm your husband.
Why does she get more commercials than we do? She doesn't work here. Why is she at like every other spot? Yeah, well, we wish them the best. They're still together, so you know, apparently I think that would be a deal breaker for me, but course of true love never did run smooth.
Number four.
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 Very bizarre tale of a TikTok cosplayer who killed a friend while pretending to be the Penguin from Batman.
It's not enough to just dress up as Penguin.
Well, I have a lot of questions. A lot of questions. A TikTok cosplayer who has 1.6 million followers, charged with manslaughter after allegedly shooting her friend in a drunken incident back in January.
So not dressed as the Penguin when this happened.
It says likening herself to the Penguin. Since being released on bail, Mary Ann Oliver Snow has continued to post cosplay videos, including some that use fake blood. I don't know if that's the best idea if you're out on bail for, you know, shooting your friend.
Now, what is cosplay?
Cosplay is when you get dressed up in different costumes. So, like, if you're, you know, the guy that, like, dresses up like Batman or somebody who dresses up like Darth Vader. There's a whole culture where they do cosplay. It's costume play, and they...
Okay, so it's short for costume play.
Yeah, these are people for whom Halloween is every day. And they have followers online. So it's like, oh, look, I'm dressed up like, you know, the Riddler today.
So she was dressed as the Penguin when she killed this person, or she killed this person, and I sometimes dress up as the Penguin.
Well, there were six witnesses, according to this police report, and she gave an audio statement at the time admitting that she shot her friend. The police report mentions that she's a cosplayer, right? And the shooting occurred, this was in Houston, Texas, on January the 17th, it's 1:30 in the morning. She was drinking and smoking with friends and playing around with a handgun that an ex-boyfriend had left at her home. Quote, the defendant stated her ex-boyfriend left his gun at her residence and when he moved out, stating he took all the bullets.
Yeah, but still, you don't leave a gun behind.
The defendant stated she did not know there was a bullet in the gun, stating she played with it before as a joke. The defendant stated her ex-boyfriend had shown her how to take out the bottom part, referring to the magazine, so it would not shoot. According to Oliver Snow and multiple witnesses, the deceased approached her and told her, "Oh, shoot me," as they were laughing. And she said, "Oh, okay," and the gun went off. She said she was in shock because the gun was supposed to be empty. The cops asked her why she had the gun out in the first place. She said they were watching Gotham and that she was drunk, laughing, messing around, saying she's a cosplayer, stating they like characters and stuff, and told her friends that she had a gun like the Penguin does.
Even if you take the bullets.
Yeah.
More bullets can be had. Do you really want to leave a gun behind somewhere that has your name attached to it?
Let me say this too, man. I wouldn't leave a gun at an ex-girlfriend's house.
No.
You can have my records. You can keep all of the cassettes, but I'm gonna need that gun back, especially from you.
Yeah.
Cops asked one of the witnesses why this cosplayer would put a gun up to someone's head, and they said it was because they're just a wild group that is dumb and likes to do jokes all the time. She had a gun like the Penguin does. Help me out. Doesn't the Penguin just have umbrellas that shoot like gas? I don't remember ever seeing the Penguin shoot a gun.
Doesn't he have other people take care of all that sort of thing?
Well, he's got his henchmen that like will throw punches.
But yeah, typically he just tries to gas people.
He's got the crazy. Although now I think about it, some of those umbrellas were guns.
They were guns as well. Okay.
Is that right? Am I remembering
but
this
still,
right?
I don't think she has one of those.
No. So she shot her friend in the head pretending to be the Penguin. She's out on
bond. Even though there's six witnesses.
Yes! She was ordered, she was released on a $20,000 bond and ordered to stay in the state. Court records indicate that she has violated the terms of her bond throughout August. She missed a pre-trial date related to the case. Mm-hmm. She violated curfew and allowed the battery on her GPS tracking device to die out. Well, yeah, that's something the Penguin would do, too, though, in my defense.
Speaking of the Penguin.
Yeah.
Did you see the football game last night?
No.
So it's the Patriots and the Bucks.
Yes. Tom Brady.
The return of Tom Brady to Foxborough. And now you've got, and that was on NBC, mm-hmm. and they have, one of the analysts now is Drew Brees. Who is retired and he's doing the game.
Yeah.
So anyway, not only was he returning to Foxborough, but he was going to break the record for the most passing yards ever. I don't know if you knew that.
Yes, I did know that.
Okay, so anyway, and the person he was going to break the record was Drew Brees.
Yes.
So they're doing this big to-do about it all, uh-huh. you know, before the game starts and everything.
How many yards did Brady need to set the record?
Like
69,
something
dudes!
Like that. So he's gonna, both of them have over 80,000 yards passing.
Uh-huh.
Very impressive. So anyway, because I don't know if you remember when Drew Brees did it on Monday Night Football a few years ago. They had this big to-do. They stopped the game and everything.
Yeah, right.
You know, man, the family came out. The kids were christened. It was a whole big deal, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, go ahead. Baptize the children
that's
right now.
That's not what they did.
Anyway, so they're doing this, and they show Drew Brees, and he's on the sidelines, and he's getting ever closer. He's going to break the record of Drew Brees. And he breaks the record, and they don't stop the game.
No.
They just basically mention it on the scoreboard that it's happened.
Yeah.
And then they show Drew Brees, and he's sitting there, and he's got this look on his face like, I think he had the impression that they were going to have some sort of big to-do, and he was going to go out there and congratulate Tom Brady.
What the hell did I come here for?
Why am I on the sidelines here? Why am I standing down here? They show him, and all of a sudden the game just continues, and he's looking around like, what the hell's going on? Why did you put me out here like this to look like a dodo?
Oh, no.
Oh, it was hilarious.
Well, it doesn't look like Tom Brady had the best night. I know because I have him in fantasy football, and he did nothing for me there. And I also had a little wager on him throwing more than 300 yards. He did not do that, according to my account here. With
a lot of rain might have had something to do with that, but the idea of Drew Brees.
Why did I come here?
I thought there was going to be some sort of ceremony.
Where's the cake?
Where is the cake?
I want everyone to look at the cake before we cut into it. And now there's
why
nothing.
Am I standing here with a big cake and I've got nowhere to take it?
Right. I'll head down to the field. No, Drew. No. Just stay here. We're good. There's no reason for you to do that.
It was fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I guess, you know, he would have had, there would have been a bigger to-do maybe had he broke the record in Tampa. Is that what you think?
Maybe.
Do you think maybe at Foxborough?
But they didn't recognize it. All they recognized it was, you know, they put something up on the video board.
Like so, he's just some regular guy. He's not Tom Brady.
Like he's just broke the NFL record.
Uh-huh.
And Drew Brees is looking around like, I don't get to be recognized here at all.
Don't I
get to go congratulate him and, you know, get my pound of flesh?
Listen, I could have filmed 11 commercials
you
today.
You broke my record and that's all you're going to mention of it is something that people have to read.
Well, congrats. What do I tweet him now? What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, now what do I do?
What the? Yeah, he tweets here. Congratulations.
I didn't get to say anything to you during the game. I didn't.
Congratulations, Tom Brady, on breaking the NFL all-time yardage record. We've had some epic battles over the years, but more importantly, have been able to develop a great friendship along the way.
And I didn't get to bring my children out onto the field.
Did Drew Brees and Tom Brady have epic battles?
Not to my knowledge.
They didn't play in the same conference. What's he talking about? Drew, you're confused. There was no ceremony for the event. NBC.
They were hyping it at the beginning of the show like there would be.
It says here, and to echo what you're saying, the NBC broadcast showed Brees clapping for Brady, but there was no ceremonial handshake or tribute in the middle of the game.
Nothing.
No.
They just kept rolling.
Just show Drew clapping. That's why
it's kinda like, is that it?
I could have clapped on at home from a Zoom. There was no reason for me to be here.
Number five.
Halloween very much on all of our minds. Yesterday, watching the NFL, a lot of different advertisements for streaming horror experiences that you can partake in. You can go and watch any horror movie you want. Shudder is one of the more popular things that people go and watch horror movies on.
Have you figured out if the boys are going to be going to the haunted houses?
No, I haven't had that discussion yet. We'll get that figured out when we get a little bit closer to. I mean, haunted houses are, there are some haunted houses that are already open,
sure,
right, for weekends.
They're absolutely open.
Yeah, I think we'll probably end up doing that a little bit closer to Halloween, but I haven't brought it up yet. If you like horror movies, there's nothing worse than investing in a movie, right? You sit down, you hit it up in your Netflix, or maybe even go to the theater, and at the end, you weren't scared at all. You want to get scared. That's why you like horror movies, right? But then if you go to a horror movie and you're not scared once, then the whole thing was a colossal waste of your time. That's why they've initiated this here, the Science of Scare Study. They compiled a list of 30 must-see horror movies based on recommendations from people on Reddit. Also, critics' picks and last year's list of the Science of Scare. What they do is they have people watch all of the 30 movies that are said to be the scariest,
mm-hmm.
and then they hook all of these people up, 250 different participants, hooked up to heart rate monitors so they can assess just how fast your heart beats when you're watching movies. What was the movie that scared people the most?
Now, are any of these old movies?
No, well, most of these. I'm looking at the list here.
More modern day?
Well, there's one for the original Halloween makes an appearance.
Okay.
That's 1978. That would be the oldest here on this list. Oh, no, wait. The original Texas Chainsaw Massacre's on this list as well. Not in the top five, but making the top 20. The most terrifying movie, according to this list, is something that just came out last year. It's a movie called Host. It was released on Shudder. It's a 2020 British movie that was filmed completely over Zoom. And it's not even an hour long. But they say you will be terrified from beginning to end. Viewers' average heart rate throughout the movie was 88 beats per minute. That is 24 beats more than the resting average. Also on the list here, Sinister, a movie that came out in 2012. Ethan Hawke, that came in second place. Number three would be a movie from 2010 called Insidious. Then The Conjuring and Hereditary.
Now, what was the movie that was, it was an Asian film that had something to do with someone in a bag?
I don't remember that one? No. Someone who was in a bag?
Yeah, I don't know. Too spooky.
Are you talking about Parasite? That won a bunch of Academy
Awards. Yeah, not Parasite.
There's somebody in a bag.
I think there's someone in a bag. And then, of course, there's always the Paul Lynde Halloween special. Well,
that isn't mentioned here.
That will increase your heart rate.
Well, yes. But for reasons that may not...
That may confuse you.
If anybody knows what movie Darren's talking
seven
about...
7 out of 10.
Huh?
7 out of 10 for the Paul Lynde Halloween special.
Is that the reviews that
That's
it gets?
That's the review.
Okay. Yeah, I would give it a 7 out of 10. A Quiet Place Part 2 is on this list.
Mm-hmm.
This is all according to science. The original Ring. Nightmare on Elm Street gets 10th place here. So yeah, there's plenty of older movies. But this Host, a movie filmed on Zoom that's not an hour long. I don't know. Is that a movie, really? Also, I don't need to spend any more time on Zoom than I've spent in the last year and a half.
A lot of Zooming?
Well, at some point I had to ask the question, who's Zooming who? You know what I'm saying?
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
That's Dave and Darren's top five things. Thanks for listening, downloading, subscribing, and leaving a review. We'll have another one for you real soon.
The podcast is brought to you by Nature's Treatment of Illinois. They have two locations. One's in Milan, one's in Galesburg. They're open 7 days a week, so that makes it nice and convenient. Sign up for the newsletter and connect with Nature's Treatment on Twitter and also Instagram.
Until we get a chance to do this for you again, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Hey, Brian, want to get the rock out of here?
Rock, yeah.